am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
My own destiny. Yes, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio, and today is Friday, April 10th. And like everything, we keep going no matter what happens. And our topic today is something that I've been going through in a whole different, in many areas of my life. And I've been finding my friends have been doing the same thing. And that is going through things that are new. And what does that mean? For me, it's very simply, now everything well. So we'll get into that in a little bit and see how you think of that. There are a couple ways you can participate in this show if you'd like. The first one is to go down to the Purpose Talk Radio chat room that is open as we are speaking here. It's opening up, and you can be a part of the show that way. The other is to go over on Facebook to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, which I will be opening in a little bit for you. And over there, there's a a post that is pinned to the top of the page so that you can type in there anything that resonates you, whether you are listening live, whether you are listening to the archives, or, just find something that suits your fancy for the day and that is pertinent to living your purpose. The other way that you can do that, of course, is to call in. And the number for the show is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you do call in, please press the 1 key on your phone. If you're listening on Skype and you want to talk in, press the 1 also. And that way we know that you do want to talk to us and want to share. I'm actually going to tell you that because of this topic, I want people to be able to just jump in and listen very briefly when they want things to go on. I'm going to keep the show fairly brief today. Let's see where that goes. I'm saying that. Let's see if Spirit agrees. How's that? If you wish to be a part of the show, every week we bring you people who are living their purpose or topics related to living your purpose. And in doing that, we are on the air at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. every Friday. Be a part of our show. And you are someone who is living your purpose, who has a destiny that you are aware of that you want to try to get to. And you just need that little extra to get there. I want to talk about it and what you're doing. Feel free to be considered as a guest on this show. And you can do that by going through our website, which is PurposeTalkRadio.com, PurposeTalkRadio.com. Excuse me, I got a little bit of a froggy baby in my throat today. And you can send me an email directly at Cindy@PurposeTalkRadio.com, C-I-N-D-Y at PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you would like to if you have products or services that you'd like to share with our Purpose Talk Radio community, we do have a marketing package for you also for that, if you want to. Let's see. What is the last piece? Oh, yes, that awesome theme song
that is on our airwaves at the beginning and the end of our show is by the group True Trinity, and I am part of that. It is the voice that you heard, which is Rachel Martinez. No, I'm sorry. The voice that you heard was Jillian Clark. And then there is also Rachel Martinez and myself who have been created that song long before I ever became the host of Purpose Talk Radio. And, you know, the history of that and even behind all of that is always amazing to me. The three of us had gotten together thinking we were just going to write a few songs. And, you know, sure, we had this investment in it and the hope that someday we would make it big, like a lot of songwriters do. And it turned out that we, got this song accepted for the radio show. And it was just so amazing that I thought, what the heck? I couldn't let it go when the host changed and all that, and continued on with it to the point that now we are continuing on the air as a solo act. And, you know, I also am looking for a producer if anybody's interested in that. So I want to let you know, in case I forget, next week our guest is Linda Lambert, and I want to tell you what her theme is. Not yet. If I get to that at the end, I'll do that. Otherwise, listen in, and we'll make sure that what the heck. It's called 7 Steps, Discover the Landmark in Your Life's Timeline. That's what she'll be talking about next week. So, again, 7 little steps to discover the landmarks in your life's timeline. I am really looking forward to that. Lady has done a lot in her life, an artist, an educator, master of fine arts, all kinds of fun stuff. And, oh, by the way, she just happens to be blind, visually impaired. Yeah, just happens to be, which has absolutely no effect on anything, which I like to always explain to people. You know, and in line with that, this weekend I am heading to the National Federation of the Blind Wisconsin Convention. And it is amazing to me that even though I went through those years of not being able to see, how much these people still inspire me. They've become my friends, my mentors, my allies. Many of them have been through a whole heck of a lot more than I have, of course, and just go on every day. And one of the pieces that inspires me about this newness is that when I was able to get some of my eyesight back, you know, what I was able to create and find new about my life was a wow. It really was a wow, because it was so much more than physical things. So much more than physical things. And one of the things that popped up in my newsfeed on Facebook today was a man who's blind who paints. And I think of those things, and how do things like that happen every day? Someone can do that, others say, no, you can't. And how do you make them happen in the way that you want? How do you take a way that someone else has said, it has to be done this way, and make it new so you can do it, and they say you can't? That's what I like to present to here on the show. So today, it's very brief, like I say. The topic for the show today is very simply defining new. Now everything wow. How do we look at the world when something comes new to our faith? For a lot of people, newness means change. It means scary. It means, oh my gosh, what am I going to do here? How am I going to do it? What's going to become of me now that this is changing? All that kind of stuff. And, you know, if we look at it as simply that, a wow, not so bad. Not so bad. How do we take that wow and make it look at it on the positive side, too? You know, because so many people, when that new, it's a wow, all right. It's a wow, look out, I'm in trouble now. And what am I going to do about it? And, oh, boy, yeah, I don't like things that are new because that means change. And I don't want change. I've heard that time and time again. Time and time again. So it's what you do with it. It's what you do. It's how you do it. That very essence of feeling inside your gut that, you know, everything's going to be all right, taking away the fear. You know, we've defined that word over here before. Feeling that everything's all right. Feeling that everything's failing. No. That doesn't work. It doesn't spell it correctly. All those things. You know, I want to take you through a little bit of, I like doing meditation because they, what we like to do is, I want to play our theme song again. And there's a reason I want to go through that. I want you to think of something you're going through that is new for you. It's a new experience that maybe something new at work, whatever. And I want you to just take a deep breath as you're doing it and think of not yet why it happened, but how you're feeling about it. And then we'll come back and take you into the meditation.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Okay, thank you for the break. It also allowed me to get my, this is something to drink here, so it wasn't happening for you. Okay, I'm going to take you through a bit of a guided meditation. And I want you to sit back, get comfortable wherever you are in your space. Put your feet flat on the floor if you can, or lay back, depending on where you are and what you're doing. If you're driving, you're going to have to listen to this later, because otherwise you're just going to get stuck. You know what you're doing, so please come back and listen to the show later, because I know there are some people who listen on their phone while they're driving. I want you to sit back just a bit and see your breathing. And put yourself in that new situation. You know how you feel. You know where you are. You know all the pieces that have gone into creating that. And whether it's a new good or a new bad, it doesn't matter. It's something that is new. And think about how you feel about it. There's a few background noises. Hopefully they're not too bad here. And take two deep breaths and let them out slowly. Let in as much air as you can and release each of them very slowly. And one more just because. But I want to change how you're feeling about it. But I want to change your focus of where everything around you is right now. So with each of them, just take gentle breaths. And on seven. Even number seven. And think of that space that you're in. Think of how you feel about that. Think of how you feel when things are new in general. I want you to compare that to me. And think of how you think the situation that you're in now might be different. Why would it pop up in your head as opposed to some others? Is it the most exciting that's happened in a while? Or is it the most scary? And whatever it is, what we're going to try and do is balance out how you feel. Because even though that wow factor is there, it's not something that you any longer jump, makes you jump out of your skin. It becomes a priority now. So I want you to imagine yourself being like a little kid and reaching out your arms and just twirling. I know there are a few listeners who like twirling in general. And if you're one of my fans in particular is a fan, loves going out and just twirling. Now she's not a little kid. She's you know, I'm not sure it's 40 or 50. She has issues. And just twirl. So think of yourself, imagine yourself. Remember those days when you were a kid, if you don't do it now. The days when you twirl, you pull your hands out as high as you can, and just think of that. Almost to that point where you're all over the prison. I want you to imagine yourself grabbing at that situation that you're in right now, as you do that, and wrapping it up, and it's like as you're spinning, you're wrapping it into a cocoon, taking everything around it, bundling it up, as you spin, in that cocoon-like situation. We all know what cocoons look like, the caterpillar. In the mask before we turn into butterflies. I'm sorry, the caterpillars before they turn into butterflies. And then there's the, oh, the other little critters that turn into moths. You know what that's like, right? Some people do the moths that really just the same thing from their the creature is bad. So, anyway, so you got yourself all bundled up. And I want you to hold that cocoon. And I want you to process how the situation is different for you. I know I just compared it a little bit. But really look at it now, inside. Can you, like a little scientist, because it can only go so far. Nothing can fall out right now if you're trapped up. Nothing can escape and the situation is right there before you. You can analyze it. Physical situation. How does it make your gut feel? How do you want to feel? Is that something you really enjoy? Or is it something that kind of puts you on the scary side? Well, then, so I want you to realize, is it a situation that you want to create again? Or is it one that you wish to avoid? So that's how you're going to come out of this situation. It'll be different. Okay. If you've taken the time now, I want you to start coming the other way. Slowly. And as you do that, and I want you just to shake that thing off. I want you to really unwind. And as you do, keep those things that you want to remember attached to the cocoon and wrap them back up in it. Go the other way. The things that you don't want about this newness. Once you allow to fly off in the wind, bend them off and just say, the Spirit to God, do whatever. Some land on trees, fishing, animals, something else other than you. And hang on. Keep attached to the part of the cocoon, those things you want to keep. As you unfold, again, like that little kid, make that dizziness off. Okay, some of us spun around the other way and got more dizzy doing it. You can do that if you want. That's up to you. Doing what you just gently unspin today. And wrap up in. Oh, it was so gentle. Be gentle with yourself. And breathe as you do it. That's the big thing. Remember your breath. And today I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to give you your affirmation. And it is going to be, okay, but I am accepting all the positive wow of the new things that happen to me. I'm accepting all the wow of the new things that happen to me. All the best. Okay. I am accepting all the vows of the new things that happened to me. And finding all the best. And I want you to keep saying that as you understand yourself. Okay. And as you get done, and as you exit, come out of that. Make sure you see yourself too as that beautiful butterfly emerging. You yourself are the best you can be out of the situation. Always. Keep moving. And now as you're done, that other piece of cocoon, I want you to hold it in your hand And I want you to put a protective coating around it. Whether you use energy, light, put it in a plastic bag. Put some rubber cement or shellac or something around it. Whatever you want to do. To be able to keep it and hang on to it. Physically and mentally. And use it as an example when you are out of sorts with your next meeting. I want you to imagine yourself going to a mirror, seeing that beautiful butterfly you are that has emerged, and all the beauty and the wonder that you are and will be out of this very situation. And remind yourself, good or not okay, you will be okay. You will fly. I'm in this situation. And then, as you're ready, we'll take you out of this meditation and back to where you are. And as you breathe again, counting up. Seven. One last flash of looking at all the color and the beauty around you. Tell yourself you're okay. And you're always okay. And then you're ready. Open your eyes. And you're back in your space. Yeah. I always kind of get chills when I think of some of these meditations. Because I don't really plan them. I let spirit kind of tell me where I'm supposed to go with them. What the picture's going to be. I had something that I thought totally was different. You know, and yet I had to accept the newness of what was just happening as it came to me. It's always fun. It's pretty cool. So, I'm pretty close to wrapping up today's show. Well, you are. And I want to tell you that next week our guest is going to be Linda Lambert. She just, man, her story just inspires me. I love when other people inspire me. Actually, just about everybody that comes on the show. And give me, here we go, something new to think about. Kind of behind that. But yeah, every one of my guests give me something new to think about. I would like to share with you a couple of things about this month and some things that maybe you want to focus on thinking about. The first is that it is Autism Awareness Month. And is a situation that's becoming more and more prevalent in our children for a variety of reasons, of which many of you know I participate with Joanne Park, my co-writer. And she is the CEO of a group called Chicks for Cause. It's also No Fooling with Cancer Month for that organization. And, they've received proclamations from the governor of Wisconsin, the mayor of Westbound, from the governor, from the county chair. And then also, as I head to the National Federation of Women, we received a proclamation from the mayor of Waukesha, where we're going. Because this is the 40th year of the National Federation of Women being celebrated in Wisconsin. As the 75th year, and it's out helping people who are blind know their numerous and know what they can accomplish. The 75th year in the United States. And that's just amazing. Last week I've been on spring break, and I'm looking at a research paper about deaf blindness and the history of that. and how it's come to be. And that is just the only thing that just blows me away. Okay. And the more I was learning about it, the more in awe I became of the technology that's come to allow people to be who they are and who they want to become and not hold them back and allow that newness to explode out of them. Yeah, there's a lot of things happening here. And I am so grateful to be a part of it. I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you every Friday. If you'd like to listen to the show again, listen to meditation again, you can do it at the same link that it was. We will return next Friday, I guess. Again, you can get a hold of me at purposechocolateradio.com. Send me a direct email, send me to purposechocolateradio.com. purposechocolateradio.com. Remember to always believe. Things are not going the way they are. Or when you feel so high strung out, believe it. Reach for that cocoon you just wrapped up and hold on to it and look at it. Remind yourself that it will be okay. And you will come out just perfect. Remember. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. If you'd like to be a guest on our show, we are scheduling into May. You get a hold of me on that. You know what you do, how you do it. And I've talked to Johnny's guest. I'm also going to, actually, before we close, I'm going to give you one other song. That's called Gift of Love. That's Joy and Carson. And as you go out in the world, you know, I want you to remember that everything you do is something you can share with the world. And she has given me full permission to use this song as well. I want to share that with you first before we close the episode. We can see you all in this world and how you can get one little piece of yourself. Remember and share. And be allowed them to live them and them.
Find a place in our heart to love one another, then we'll all find the grace in our heart to give to each other. We're fathers and mothers, sisters and brothers.
Love.
Again, that's Jillian Clark's song, Gift of Love. And you can find it at JillianClark.com, JillianClark.com. And it was originally written for her group, Chicks for a Cause, UHIX.org. And it is about cancer and helping people who are dealing with cancer. But I realize as I listen to it, you know, all of the people around you that are going through things, that find every moment of their life is new because they're going through challenges. Cancer, autism, blindness, whatever. Living, depression, overly excited, whatever. All those things. Extending a gift of love. A hand, a smile, a being, just you. You can help them find their new. Their now everything is wrong with the situation. So, folks, as you do, and as you share who you are, I invite you to pay attention to the whole rest of the week as you go through. And I wish you all, as we close with the song again, I Am Who I Am, I wish you all so well.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.